Hello, everybody. This is Mistress Brighton, your Enchantrix Tease, and I want to talk to you today about ruined orgasm, because this is something that has piqued my interest as of late. I've had a few recent calls where they were interested in ruined orgasm, and what interests me about it is not just the idea of ruining your orgasm, but what that does to you psychologically. Now, I'm sure that some of you, if you've ever been in chastity, you know what it feels like when you haven't stroked and you haven't come because you've been locked away in chastity for however long. You're going to get very, very desperate, and you'll be willing to do anything. But it's a different type of experience entirely with ruined orgasm, isn't it? Because you're getting the same type of denial where you're going to be eager and desperate, but only this time it's because you were so close. You know, you had that dangling carrot right in front of your face, and as soon as you reached for it, it was gone. And so then you want it back, and you want more. And the more ruined orgasms you have, the stronger that desire builds. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. Head on over to my blog, enchantrixtease.com, and read the new blog titled Ruined Orgasm, the Ultimate Dangling Carrot. And then I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-601-6975. That's all for now. This is Mistress Brighton. Bye-bye.